This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Do you like a hug?
Oh yes.
Are you a hugger?
I love a hug if it is a good hug. Good touch, bad touch.
Oh, you got criteria.
Yeah, if I don't know the person, don't touch me.
Oh, there you go. Mm. I don't know how I feel about hugs, but to help us understand the science behind hugging is Alex from thebigsmoke.com.au. It's a new site, don't you know, and they've got all the research and up-to-date facts and figures on such things. Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. But hugging, what's the go?
One of my pet peeves is when you meet somebody for a business meeting, so it's completely professional, and they go in for the kiss on the cheek and a hug.
Is that completely professional, though?
Business, that sounds strange.
It's really confusing.
Yeah. It's a European thing to kiss, though.
Well, this isn't just men. This is men and women. They give a hug. So it's really awkward. Now, I'm not naturally a big hugger, and I'm good at hugging and having physical contact with somebody who's a friend or a partner or my parents, but not random people. So when I was growing up, I went to a Christian school, and they used to call it the Pentecostal hug, where it's like this big bear hug, and I was always really uncomfortable by it. Now, I thought I was the weirdo, but turns out there is a large group of people who actually find hugging a bit uncomfortable. Again, there is a difference between hugging friends and family and hugging strangers, and some people are just naturally more demonstrative towards strangers, so that's why you see them out hugging randomly, meeting at the park and hugging people, and it's all a bit too touchy-feely for me.
Yeah, I don't know. Some people have a hugging style which is kind of like you feel like you're being locked in a, not in a warm embrace,
a bear
but
hug.
A bear hug, like, but quite, like, do I escape now?
I think it is a bit of a consent issue as well, because I am a hugger.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, Dean, but I lived in Paris for 4 years.
I have heard this once, twice, maybe 100 times.
I won't shut up about it. But it's, that's a kiss on the cheek. And that's just how you...
On the one cheek or both
two?
A two.
So you just go kiss. You don't actually kiss them. That's what people don't realise.
It's air kiss.
You place your cheek on theirs, left and right.
Oh, so you rub cheek to cheek?
Yep, tap, tap, hello. People don't realise... aunties and mothers are the worst. Just the one mother, sometimes two, will kiss with the lipstick on the cheek. I'm like, no, Mum, you don't actually have to kiss me. Now your crazy lipstick is on me. But anyway.
But I think in Europe as well, particularly, there is that feeling of air kisses, and they do that on both sides, and it's a little bit more, I guess, normalised. And I think for some people, it's just really uncomfortable. And that it's that intimacy, and it's that personal space and those boundaries. It's really tough. And the interesting thing about research, the research too, is if you look at different types of childhood, that really determines how touchy-feely or how physically demonstrative somebody is. And there are two different theories. There are theories around being someone who's been hugged a lot as a kid, so therefore you extend that into your adult life. Mm-hmm. And then the flip side to that is there are people who, you know, weren't hugged enough. They were almost hug-starved, and therefore they overcompensate by hugging everyone. And I think the important thing is, regardless of the reason why you like hugs or don't like hugs, I think it's all about being able to pick up social cues and being able to determine whether or not somebody feels uncomfortable as you're leaning in to do the hug.
I do an awkward, I'm like, do we hug? What do we do? And I've got the outstretched arms. And some people have just gone, handshake. I'm like, no worries, high five, let's do it.
Like, I do that. I actually put out my hand for a handshake, but then they come in for a hug and it's awkward, and I tense up. And then everyone thinks I'm weird.
There's a situational hug and the awkwardness around, like, hugging in a meeting, as you say. But then there's, like, the environmental issues. So last week in Melbourne, it was quite hot and humid.
Oh, yes.
And you know how Brisbane as well, like, Brisbane gets hot and humid.
Oh, sticky.
I don't want to be hugging people who are sticky.
No.
I don't want a sweaty cheek. To my sweaty cheek.
Your big sweat moustache coming at you.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. No, it's fine. And I think at Christmas especially, people are in good moods and they're cheery and they're more jolly than normal. And so therefore they might be a bit more physically demonstrative. Again, all about picking up social cues. And it's really awkward for some people, like myself, if you don't know the person very well.
Yeah, and just respect people's boundaries. Like, I wouldn't think you're a weirdo if you're just like, hey, handshake. You're like, oh, she lets a handshake, done. Doesn't matter why. It's not my business. I just want to make someone feel comfortable.
I find that some people force the hug on you, though.
Yes, that's what I mean. That's
force that emotional intimacy way too soon.
It's hard to get out of.
And for a while there were people like in the streets offering free hugs.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a nice thing to do. And I guess there was a level of consent there or a level of permission sought.
And paying for it. There are people that have jobs where they're professional huggers and they lie next to you and cuddle you and they get $60 an hour.
See, that's
the thing.
You need therapy with that. That's strange that you need a strange... Because I believe there's nothing like a good hug. So when I see my friends that live interstate and I haven't seen them for a while... Big, big hug, you know, that's the best feeling. But if I don't know you, and especially in a work environment, don't touch me.
And also, if you have limited resources and emotional energy in one day, do you really want to waste it on a bad hug?
No.
Are you kind of like, you just hugged me, you've wasted my time, it was disappointing, underwhelming, never again, handshake for the future.
That's a good T-shirt, handshakes for the future.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Alex. We look forward to... Now, we always be speaking to you again next week, because we're not on air next week, because next week is Christmas Day.
Yes.
And then, in fact, we're not on air on New Year's Day either. We'll be back on the 8th of January, so we might chat with you then.
Look forward to picking it up then. Thanks,
fantastic.
Guys.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.